The three lesser officers are Kerouks, Zelistes, and Didalhas. The sentinel is a very minor one. But the Kerouks, Zelistes, and Didalhas are called the inferior or lesser officers. They do not wear mantles, but only lamans or a breastplate suspended from black collars. The designs are in white on a black field to show that they are administrators of the forces of light, acting through the darkness under the presidency of the superior officers. The Laman of Kerouks is explained in the Great of Thearchus. The Tree of Life and the Three Mother Letters. The Three Mother Letters are Aleph, Mem, Shin. Are the keys wherewith to unlock the caduceus of Hermes. The upper point of the wand rests on Kepha, and the wings stretch out to Chochmah and Bina, thus comprehending the three supernal sephiroth. The lower seven are embraced by the serpents, whose heads fall on Hesed and Geburah. They are the twin serpents of Egypt and the currents of astral light. Furthermore, the wings on the top of the wand form the letter Shin, the symbol of fire. The heads and the upper halves of the serpents form Aleph, the symbol of air, while their tails enclose Mem, the symbol of water, the fire of life above, the waters of creation below, and the air symbol vibrating between them. In addition to this, the caduceus of Kerouks presents the balanced forces of eternal light working invisibly in the darkness. Even as the light born before the hoodwinked candidate at his initiation is symbolic of the light which guides him in the darkness of the world, though he sees it not nor knows it. This caduceus is the rod of Hermes, containing invisible and unsuspected forces, the rules of whose administration may be revealed through meditation. It is the outer form of the wand surmounted by the winged globe below which the twin serpents are shown, the wand of the chief adept in the 5-6 grade. The Laman of Stilistes is thus explained in the greater practice. The cup of the Stilistes partakes in part of the symbolism of the labor of Moses in the Sea of Solomon. On the Tree of Life, it embraces nine of the sephiroth, exclusive of Kepha. Yesod and Malkuth form the triangle below, the former the apex, the latter the base. Like the caduceus, it further represents the three elements of water, air, and fire. The crescent is the water which is above the firmament, the circle is the firmament, and the triangle is the consuming fire below, which is opposed to the celestial fire symbolized by the upper part of the caduceus. In addition to this, the cup represents the receptacle and collector of the more fluidic forces of the light and is a symbol of an inexhaustible bowl of libation from which reservoir the adept may draw the reserved forces of the light, which matter again calls for meditation. The Laman or breastplate of the Didalhas is thus explained in the grade of Zalator. The hermetic cross, which is also known as Philpot, the hammer of Thor, or the swastika, is formed of 17 squares taken from a bigger square of 25 lesser squares. These 17 fitly represent the sun, the four elements, and the 12 signs of zodiac. In addition, the Laman has a more extended meaning. The hermetic cross, the bolt of whirling flame, represented by the cross of four axes, whose heads may be either double or single and turned in either direction, is a symbol of terrific strength and represents the fire of the spirit cleaving its way in all directions through the darkness of matter. Therefore is it borne on the Laman of Didalhas, whose office is that of purification, consecration by fire, and from it also may be drawn by meditation several formulae of strength.